This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
When immigrants try to get into this country illegally, many of them turn up at Calais. They've been doing so for years. Some do manage to get across the channel, but many others are stuck there, and there are others arriving all the time. Their camp has become so big and sordid, it's now known as the jungle. The British government has refused to let them come here, and the French government is planning to bulldoze the place. William Spindler of the UNHCR, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, was there this week, and he's on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And conditions are what? What's it like there?
Well, the conditions are just appalling. The place is made out of several makeshift camps. People have made up shanties with pieces of cardboard and plastic and so on. The conditions are unsanitary. And the place is becoming a base for smugglers who are trying to get people across to the UK. So we understand why the French authorities want to close these camps. What we are saying is that it's important that those people who are fleeing conflict and persecution get the opportunity to claim asylum in France.
And what about in Britain? Because your boss, the commissioner, has said some should be allowed to come here, hasn't he?
Well, yes, we would ask the British authorities to consider the possibility, in some cases, of people who have links with the UK to apply for asylum in the UK. But we think that the solution for most of those who are in need of protection is for them to seek asylum in France. And we are trying to work with the authorities to ensure that any obstacles for them to claim asylum in France are removed. And so far, about 170 people of those who are staying in these camps have claimed asylum in Calais, which is it's encouraging for us.
But the problem is, surely, if you send out the message that in order to get into a country that would otherwise not accept you, all you've got to do is go and camp on their doorstep, you will encourage more of it.
Well, people have been coming to Calais for a long time, for many years now. Calais is just the stop of a long road that goes all the way to places like Afghanistan and the Horn of Africa. It's important to see why people are so desperately trying to come to Europe and what are the reasons. And in most cases, it's because they are escaping persecution in those countries.
Or poverty
in some cases. So for those who are looking for better options, better life conditions, then we need to find a different solution because we don't believe that asylum is the solution for everybody.
But every rich country, forgive me, every rich country cannot take every poor person.
We are not saying that all countries should accept people. Immigration, after all, is not a right, but asylum is a right. And the reason for this is that people who are claiming asylum are fleeing persecution and war. And therefore, we need to see why these people are there. And in some cases, they should have the opportunity to claim asylum.
All right.
But we think that the solution for them is to do that mostly in France.
William Spindler, many thanks for that. Well, the very existence of the jungle, as it's known, raises questions about this country's responsibility towards people who want to live here. Immigration is, as we all know, a potent political issue. Sir Andrew Green, who set up the Migration Watch organisation, has become a leading voice in the campaign to restrict immigration, and he joins us. So does Donna Covey, the chief executive of the Refugee Council. Is it your position, Ms. Covey, that people in this jungle, the jungle, should be entitled to asylum in this country?
I think our concern at the Refugee Council, based on what we've seen ourselves and the work we're doing with French refugee charities, is that there are a small number of very vulnerable people, particularly children, in the jungle for whom, because of family connections, asylum in the UK might be the right solution, both under our own rules and under international rules.
And you would say to that, Sir Andrew?
Well, I would say that simply closing the camp won't work. We've tried that with Songhat and it didn't work. I think we have to go to the heart of this problem. I mean, we entirely support asylum for genuine cases, but it seems that Britain is now seen as a soft touch. That's certainly what the French believe. I mean, why else should people be queuing up in Calais when France is a safe country? And we've actually looked at the numbers on this, and it's very interesting. Briefly, they show that if you set foot in Britain and say the word asylum, then over the last 9 years you had an 80% chance of staying on, often illegally. This is why people are backing up in Paris, and the system is not working. We're not removing the people who have no right to be here, and that's a system that's costing us about £2 million a day. So you have to look at the system as a whole. I don't think you can just say, well, there's some children there, there's a problem. I think you have to look at it much more widely, and you have to make steps to make sure that we are no longer regarded as a soft touch.
Donna Covey, do you accept that we're seen as a soft touch and that asylum is being abused?
I don't think the UK is a soft touch at all for people seeking asylum.
No, it's not so much that we are a soft touch, that we are seen to be a soft touch.
I don't think we are seen as a soft touch. The work that the Home Office has done, and indeed the work the Refugee Council has done, shows that people who come to the UK seeking asylum have very little information about the British asylum system. They come here for other reasons, either because of historic links, they have family here, or this is where they end up because this is where they've been smuggled
to. What about
Sir
Andrew's statistics there? 80%, you've got an 80% chance of staying.
I think those statistics cover a long period of time, and the UK asylum...
Why does that invalidate them?
Because the asylum system in the UK has really changed, and only less than a third of people who claim asylum in the UK have any form of protection given to them in the end.
Right. Well, that's a different matter, Sir Andrew.
Well, yes, but they're not removed when they fail. That's the problem. This system is extremely expensive. It's not removing the people who should be removed. And the fact that we're failing to remove them is an incentive for other people to want to come here. And why else would people queue up in Calais? I mean, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? I think that there are things that can be done if you actually look at it from a policy point of view. There are three things you can do. One is you can at least double the resources we use to remove people with no right to be in this country. That should be done first of all. Secondly, the reason they come is to work, to send money home, to pay their people smugglers and to bring their relatives. Now, if we clamp down on employers of illegal labour, then we will be making that much more difficult. And to give them their due, the government are doing that, and Lady Scotland has fallen over that
herself. Right, and the third point?
The third thing is we must rule out an amnesty for illegal immigrants. It's no good the government's saying sort of sotto voce it's a bad idea and dropping hints that one day it might happen. We've got to take on the absurd arguments that are being made for it.
All right.
The key is that it just encourages more. We know that.
Let me put those three points briefly, if I may, to you, Donna Covey. Double the amount of resources.
I think we have to realise that many of the people in the UK who aren't returned because the government can't return them. They're not.
What do you mean? Because they can say that if they go back, then they're going to be tortured or whatever it happens to be.
Or they can't be returned because there aren't actually any routes to get back to their country, or their countries won't accept them.
It's often incompetence, isn't it, that means they don't get sent back.
Not particularly, no. I think these are hugely complex issues. And I think by talking primarily about returns, we miss the real issues around Calais. What we need to have is a much more concerted European-wide effort to make sure we have a proper joined-up and grown-up approach towards asylum across Europe, so that Europe is acting in a concerted fashion that's fair to all the different European countries in order to make sure that we can provide protection to people who come from war zones and civil war.
Yeah, but as Sir Andrew says, the fact that they all end up, or so many of them end up at Calais, tells us a great deal, doesn't it? Tells us that we are seen as a soft touch.
We're not. Britain doesn't take more than its fair share of asylum seekers. France and Italy, for example, had more asylum claims than Britain last year.
Well, now that's a crucial fact, Sir Andrew, and these statistics are a devil to get to grips with, obviously, but does Britain or does it not take more than its fair share of asylum seekers, judged by, compared with other European countries?
We fail to remove. The question is not only
it's
how
not
many
whether
exactly
it's whether you fail to remove them. All right,
it's whether you fail to remove. Yes.
All right, Donna Covey, we fail to remove them.
I think it's clear that the government aren't currently meeting their targets on removal, but
I
think many of us would argue whether or not the targets actually reflect the reality of the situation of those people who are currently in the UK when their claims have been refused.
Well, I wish we could pursue this, but we'll have to leave it there for the moment. Thank you both very much, Donna Covey and Sir Andrew Green.